Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
And good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. We're going to be here until noontime making all sorts of noise on the radio today, talking about fixing up and repairing your home and doing everything we can do to make you more comfortable in your space. And make it your space if it's not. You need to do that. You could also get in touch with us so many ways. I mean, if you want to be part of the program, you can call us anytime at 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk call-in line. And our C Spire text line is 601-879-4395. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your text or talk about your text or say, yeah, I agree with your text, or no, I disagree with your text, whatever.
We just like agreeings.
Yeah.
Agreeing texts are getting talked to. We answer those. We don't ever say anything about that. This is bad information.
Like we don't, like the ones that come through that say, you suck.
We're not going to do an archive.
No, send them to us. We'll have to put it on the air. You never can
greatest
tell.
Greatest hit.
You never can tell what we're going to do on the Handyman Show. That's for sure. How you doing today, Lance?
I'm doing great. How was your week, buddy?
Yeah, great week. Great week.
You didn't float off yesterday in your
what I gotta say is I'm really happy we finished painting my son's house inside and out and got it totally ready to sell, and it's like getting a load off of my back and a load off his back because it's something he and I did part-time. But we did it in 2 weeks, and a total paint job all the way through, just the whole package.
And two people, 2 weeks, that's not easy to pull off.
And part-time. He was part-time because he was working and I was part-time.
He was running the whole time. So we know he was on. he was jogging.
That's right. He won that 50-mile race last week.
I know. And you don't just show up to do that. You got to practice a little bit.
He spent a long time thinking about that and practicing and doing all the things he had to do to accomplish that.
Congratulations.
And congratulations. It's called the Mississippi 50, and it's running the National Forest down there. And it's just a beautiful race to run, but it is through the woods and through creeks and through it's almost like a
steeplechase.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. But he came in first, and that's great. So I'm proud of David. Proud of you. David did good. All right. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff today, and if anything that you find that's interesting, hey, text us, let us know. We want to hear about it and find out what's going on in your life, and that's just what we do. I'm going to start with a topic I know I've talked about many, many times, but I just want to be clear on this, and I think it's time for everybody to kind of pay attention. Write this down, even if you can, because what I'm learning is people, when they hear things, they don't necessarily remember them, but when they write them down, it's there, and they've got it. And I'm talking about a product called Jomax, and I'm talking about washing the outside of your house and how I don't agree that pressure washing is the way to accomplish that. And I guess you know that by now. I really do agree more with a product. And a good product is a product called Jomax. That's capital J with a small O, capital M-A-X. And Jomax is a great product, and it is basically a house cleaning product. And the best way to use Jomax is in a garden sprayer, a pump-up garden sprayer. And the formula is very, very simple. Like, let's just take a gallon formula. And if you've got a 2-gallon garden sprayer, just double this formula and it will work. But quite simply, you go to any good hardware store or big box home center and you'll find Jomax or paint store. Revel's got it. Seabrook's got it. Everybody's got it. Jomax is a very, very good product. So basically what you need to do per gallon of water, you would need 120 ounces of water, 20 ounces of bleach, and 8 ounces of Jomax, all in that garden, pump-up garden sprayer. And that's a gallon. That's a gallon formula. So if you've got 2 gallons, just double that. You pump that up as best you can and dissolve it totally. And then you spray it on your house, on your eaves and on your soffits and everywhere that you're going to paint, it needs to be cleaned. And Jomax, with this bleach formula, not only cleans, but also kills the mildew and kills the mildew spores. You spray it on with a garden sprayer everywhere and let it sit on there for 5 or 10 minutes and then rinse it with a garden hose. And it does a great job in preparing your house for cleaning, for preparing for paint. Now, of course, there's a lot of other preparation that's necessary to paint a house, including all of the necessary caulking, replacement of decayed material. That's all very important. But that formula in Jomax is the easiest and the best way to clean your house. And a lot of people, I've heard so many people saying, oh, I'm about to get my house pressure washed. And what they do when they pressure wash a house is they just use generally water, because you're not, on most pressure washers, there's a disclaimer that says do not use bleach in this machine. So, therefore, they use just pure water. And water, it will clean your surface, but just cleans your surface. It doesn't go inside and clear out the mold spores. It won't do what it's supposed to do. Jomax works extremely well. So make sure you get some Jomax. And most of us have pump-up garden sprayers, don't we? And if we don't, go get one. You can get one relatively inexpensive, and you can also get one that costs you $30 or $40, but it's a matter of preference and how long you intend to keep it and how long you intend to use it. But
I'll say this, the Husqvarna one that I have is not expensive. It was like 15 or 20 bucks.
Go forever.
Man, that thing's lasted forever, and I've gone through 20 of those things, and finally I get one that a chainsaw made, a chainsaw company makes. Like, oh, this thing's going to be just like the rest. No, this thing's lasted forever.
Anything that Husqvarna makes is like that. It's like it's close to indestructible. I won't say that it's indestructible, but it's darn close. My lawnmower is a Husqvarna.
Yeah, I was blown away with. I've had it for a decade now.
Husqvarna is good stuff, and I didn't know that their pump up garden sprayer was that expensive. Is it a metal can?
No, it's just plastic.
Really?
Plastic hand pump, plastic everything, plastic wand. I've had the ones with the little metal wand. Yeah, don't do that. They'll you'll crimp them. It's all plastic, even the little heads.
Yep.
All I've ever done is just run water through it.
And yeah, just clean it out.
Never work. They'll always start leaking air, and they don't want to hold after a little while that seal. This thing here, I don't know what they use. But
that's not a bad price either at 15, like, 20 bucks.
It's probably 25 or 30 now. But, yeah. But, you know, when I got it, it was comparable price to the rest, and this one completely different.
When you have one like that, it's going to last years and years as long as you take care of it. And taking care of it means that if you use bleach in it, that you should rinse it with water afterwards, because the bleach can actually congeal and actually clog up the dispenser and make it not come out properly. So cleaning up with clear water is pretty easy to do. Husqvarna, I'm glad to know they make one.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in case people are going out looking for one. That it's lasted me a long time.
Well, if you need a pump-up garden sprayer, Husqvarna is the way to go. And the only cleaner you need is Jomax. And a little bleach, and you've got it made. You can do this yourself, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time. You may get a little wet doing this with the garden hose, because there's some splashback involved, particularly when you're doing, like, the ceiling of your porch. I have not found a way to do the ceiling of my porch without getting wet.
No, I have not. I feel like I'm very disinfected when I do that.
Yeah. I always come in the house, I smell, I'm like,
great.
Wonder what that smell is. Oh, it's me. Oh, well.
Same way on that. Question with Jomax and products like that. If you're going to do a resurfacing of concrete as we get closer and the weather's right and people are wanting to, put some leveling or things of that nature over their concrete, whether it be quick read or what. How do you want to clean your concrete? Do you do the same type of thing you would before you paint a surface in order to get a good bond on your, say, a leveler or a resurfacing of concrete with a concrete product?
You mentioned
roughing it up a bit, but you want to get the junk and debris and the mold mildew off of that.
And most, are you talking about like garage floors?
Right. Well, an exterior where it's not covered, maybe you got like a driveway or something. Yeah. Are you going to get, you want to get all the, what is the best product to clean concrete, I guess?
They do make products at your paint stores and at your Revel hardware store and just about everywhere that has a grease remover from concrete that actually is a product that actually sits on there and actually absorbs the grease and lifts the grease out. And it's really a good idea to use something like that before you do any kind of work to your concrete, because nothing that you do at all is going to work over an oil-stained concrete. Oil-stained concrete can really, it becomes its own animal, and nothing really works on that. So, yes, they do make products. And talking about, I mentioned it earlier about garage floors, it's my recommendation that maybe you should get a professional involved in doing your garage floor, because a lot of there's a lot of do-it-yourself systems, and only a few of them work extremely well, and you've got to follow the directions to exact intricate T. I mean, you've got to really follow the directions right down the line. And if you don't, well, you're going to run into some trouble. But out in the yard, it's a good idea. Don't put a leveler, a floor leveler, or anything over oil stain or any kind of grease stain on the floor.
We got a question here from 601. How can I clean black mold in high ceilings?
Yeah, that's tough. The only way you can really do that is, unfortunately, the same formula that I talked about to use to outside to clean the house, if you spray a little of that on that ceiling up there, it will actually kill the black mold. It'll actually, you know, remove the spores and kill it pretty much. You can't put too much up there because the water will begin to actually do some damage to the sheetrock itself. Sometimes when you get up, you can take just a rag, a rubber glove, put a rag on it and soak the rag with like bleach and push the bleach right up against that stain and hold it for a minute or two. And what will happen is some of the sheetrock that's there underneath the stain will start to absorb some of the bleach, and this bleach, after a period of time, will actually get rid of your black mold. And black mold is, everybody worries that black mold is dangerous, and a very small percentage of any kind of mold is dangerous. Most mold is more of an aggravation than it is a danger. But there is one mold that is particularly dangerous to our health and to our well-being. But black mold in a ceiling basically probably comes from a water leak in the ceiling somewhere, and it's pretty easy to take care of. So I hope that answers this question. Maybe so. Hey, Revel Ace Hardware, you talk about all these products. Where do you get Joe Max and where you can get a Husqvarna sprayer? Hey, Revel's got it all. I mean, they've got it all. When you one-stop shopping, that's all you need. You go to Revel, you get your Joe Max, you can get your bleach there if you want to. They even have a household type of bleach, a house cleaning bleach, which is a little less expensive than regular bleach in a store. And bleach, by the way, has gotten pretty expensive these past few years.
Everything has.
Yeah, everything has.
No complaints, but I don't know how many people's pay is kept up with the cost of things, because, man, it just seems that you can't buy near as much anymore. And
I think we've hit something that's unbalanced right there. I think cost is higher than the increase in wages, and we're still behind the eight ball a lot and trying to catch up.
You mentioned an ace, and when I go in there, I always you see they have so many great grilling products, too,
really
whether it
do.
Be tongs and and spatulas and stuff, or that be
maybe you need new burners.
They have everything. You have some great seasonings and a lot of little side things. So you don't think until you get in there, and you're like, wow, man, they got some really cool stuff for the patio too. So if you're going to be, as the weather warms up,
yeah, everybody wants an outdoor kitchen, particularly those who don't have one yet.
I can't tell you how many people I know that have the green egg that love it, and they swear by that. In addition to a gas grill or a charcoal grill.
Correct.
And it's almost in tandem now.
If you have a gas and charcoal grill and a green egg, you just about have an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, you don't need much.
But you can have a full-blown outdoor kitchen, and some people do, where you can invite 20 people out there and enjoy being out on the deck on a nice day and enjoy it.
Well, like Nellie, she mentioned that this is the 200-year cicada run this year where there'll be just billions. So, I mean, you can enjoy cooking some cicadas on your grill because there will be plenty of them. But those, what are you calling, locusts?
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be so many of them this year. If you're sitting outside, have you ever sat through the years where in the South there?
Oh, yeah.
God, isn't it? They're just everywhere,
wow, man. Is she cooking what?
No, I was kidding with you. Like, we can cook some. There'll be plenty of them.
No, I wouldn't eat one.
Smoke and grill a few locusts.
I have trouble with mud bugs.
Man, okay. It's going to be something this year. So if you with your handyman projects, remember, it's a locust year. You're going to have a lot of them popping up.
A lot of them popping up, which brings up all the things to get rid of the bugs and make things happen a little easier for you can all be had at Revel Ace Hardware. Great stores, many in the location around here in the central Mississippi area, and they're open now from 7 in the morning till 6 in the evening, 6 days a week, and they can help you, and they want to help you, and no, they're not going to be more expensive than a lot of the home centers or big box home centers. It'd be worth your trip to go to Revel Ace Hardware, get a taste of their customer service, and you know what? You'll go back again because you like the way you were treated there. That's the way Revel has been for years, and that's the way they're going to be for years, regardless of how many stores and how many locations they have. Great store, Revel Ace Hardware. Go see them. Tell you heard about them right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. All right. Let's see. We talked a little bit about Joe Max and how really that's important. And outdoor kitchens, I think, is something that everybody is interested in having. And to really have a full-blown outdoor kitchen, I'm not sure it's a do-it-yourself project. I think it can be done by professionals. There are people who really dwell on just building outdoor kitchens. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. We've got Jerry Clark coming up next. Clark Remodeling and Repair. He's going to be with us, and we'll talk with him a little bit. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. Be right back. Don't go away.
And I feel like it's all been done. Somebody's trying to make me stay. You know I got to be moving on. Oh, big old jet and lino, don't carry me too far away. Oh, big old jet and lino, 'cause it's here and I've got to stay.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month, and they are celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America. Get to your local Mississippi Ford dealer for a special once-a-year offer on Ford F-Series, featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North America Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, Mississippi. This is Ford Truck Month. Now is the time for great deals on Ford trucks. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. Hitting a single is great, but you know what's better? Doubles, triples, and home runs. Getting more for less always feels great, which is why I tell everyone to take advantage of Farm Bureau's home and auto insurance bundle. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
If you have a vehicle...
again, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and we'll talk about them a little later. Right now, my guest, Jerry Clark from Clark Remodeling and Repair. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, buddy.
You doing well?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well,
good.
Thank you.
I had this opinion that it was kind of cool out this morning, and I got in my car and started driving up here, and all of a sudden it wasn't as cool as I thought. Even though it's, we wanted to be a little warmer, but that's the way it is. When I left the last segment, I was talking about outdoor kitchens and how a lot of people at this point in time are kind of satisfied with they have a large green egg and they have a grill and, that's their outdoor kitchen. They're happy they have a fire pit maybe out there and that's all they really require. And that's fine. That can be a do-it-yourself kind of situation. But a full-blown outdoor kitchen that has everything, has a sink, has stoves, has cooking areas, has serving areas, in my opinion, I don't really think that's a do-it-yourself kind of project.
I don't believe it is either. It's gonna take somebody a long time if they're gonna do it themselves.
Yeah,
probably weekend work, things like that. It'll take extremely long time. Then they're gonna get frustrated, and it's not worth it.
Right.
If they want, an outdoor kitchen, if that's what they truly want,
right,
it's going to require gas to be run. It's going to have water. It's going to have electricity. It's got to have drainage, brickwork, concrete, just so many factors that most people don't think about.
Right, and they don't understand. And, I always talk about any kind of project you're doing, you should do some pre-planning and maybe draw it out if you can, or maybe even write it down as to which order things go in. But so much would be missed by a do-it-yourself or making a list like that or making a drawing like that, because there's a lot to it. And when you're building a full-blown outdoor kitchen, is that something that requires a permit, or is that it depends on where you are?
I don't think it would require a permit.
Right.
Because you're not changing the elevation of the house.
Correct.
And that's what requires permit.
Yeah.
Some people may say, well, it's got electricity, water, everything else that may that's probably just something different for every different community.
Right. And a lot of communities require that all you have is a licensed electrician and a licensed plumber to do this kind of work.
Right, right.
And they don't require you to have a permit. So it's kind of worth, I think it's worth your while to check with the building department in your locale and find out what's required to have a full-blown outdoor kitchen in your, and they'll be really straight ahead with you.
Yeah. You really have to be careful, though, because we were just working on a project right now where the homeowner was really wanting to have a permit. He walked into the permit office, and the lady said, oh, well, you don't need a permit for this. We're going to change a screen porch into a sunroom.
Uh-huh.
And she told her that it didn't need it. Somebody else said that, yes, you're going to have it. He went back in. He talked to somebody differently, and they said, oh, yes, you have to have one for this. So the lady was sitting right there. So you have to make sure you're talking to the right person.
Yeah, at that point in time, I find myself, I don't want to talk to somebody who's taking the money for your permit, or I want to talk to the building inspector.
Correct.
And you may have to wait a while because they're out a lot, and you may have to even make an appointment, but it's worth it just to sit and have a chat with him as to what exactly you plan on doing and what exactly he expects of that or she.
That's right.
And I think that's very important. But your company, that's Clark Remodeling and Repair, does outdoor kitchens, full-blown, if necessary.
Yes, sir, we do.
And you've done them before.
Yes, sir.
So it's not something. And while we're on that, sorry, let's get the number out.
601-214-9463. 601-214-9463.
You know what I found I was taught this, that you can say something to somebody 17 times and they won't get it, or they won't remember it. But when they write it down, they've got it.
That's right. Very much. I'm included.
Yeah, well, that's a general statement. I mean, that's a blanket statement. Mm-hmm. That covers just about it. And that's why I spent so much time talking about how important I think Joe Max is this morning, as opposed to pressure washing a house. It's the only way to go, to use the proper formula with Joe Max and a garden sprayer to clean a house. But getting back to full-blown kitchens, you're talking about maybe even some cabinetry work. Yes. And finish work, and then you have to make sure that it's exterior finish work, and everything you do has to be able to withstand the elements, because it's going to be out in the weather a lot.
That is correct.
So,
you know, most people think about that, and you know, you really do need to have the proper material.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to choose if you want to have it painted, if you want to have it stained and sealed, if you want granite countertops,
yeah,
which most people do.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot into the planning of it. And once you have the planning all done, it'd be a whole lot smoother than just trying to piecemeal it.
Oh, for sure. Because then your steps are right there in front of you. You know what to do. Some people are building decks on their concrete patio. Building kitchens on their outdoor patio, which is concrete-based, but some also are extending out onto their pressure-treated deck or their deck area. Some of those deck areas were not built to support an outdoor kitchen, and they needed some support underneath. What's your opinion on that, and how do you feel about that?
Oh, I agree. If somebody's going to use granite countertops and the weight of everything that's going to go on top of it, a lot of building people will put 2x6s down.
Yeah.
As their joists.
Sure.
2x8s at the most time at the biggest.
Right.
Something like that, you really need to have 2x10s, and you're going to have some extra supports in there also.
Yeah, because
and I'm not really a fan of putting them on a deck, because eventually the deck is going to have to be, the deck board is going to have to be replaced eventually.
Right, right.
Then what are you going to do?
Yeah. So a lot of people, end up putting them on concrete areas?
Most people do.
Yeah, because they have a big enough area to do that with, mm-hmm, which is
if
great.
If not, then you know, we've extended the patios, you know,
yeah,
by pouring more concrete.
I got you. So, in your opinion, it's better to build an outdoor kitchen on a concrete situation than on a decking type situation?
Always, most definitely.
So decking is going to, down the road, somehow or other, you're going to have problems.
Correct.
And last thing you want when you're building an outdoor kitchen in any type of, you don't need to factor in problems.
No. I really think that there's the outdoor kitchens that you know, we have done, and what most people want, decks just generally don't hold up to the weight.
Right.
Or the, you know, eventually the elements are going to require something. Then what are you going to do with, you know, your cabinetry, your grills, everything else that are there? You're going to have to take it all apart. And sometimes you have masonry all in there. Then what are you going to do?
Sure.
You have to break the masonry apart, and you have to come back and redo all that.
Wow. Do you have an outdoor kitchen?
I do not. Not yet.
I don't have an outdoor kitchen, and I'm not going to have one.
Well, I don't think so either.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. We better pay attention about who's listening.
Well, it changes a lot. You know, when we bought our home, the remodeler is always the last one to have anything done.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So I've got most of the inside. We're going to be tackling and putting in a new kitchen here shortly, we hope. And then the only thing after that will be a master bath.
Yeah, yeah. Well, talking about outdoor kitchens, I think we've covered a lot of the bases, but a lot of people want to renovate or renew or remodel or repair their bathroom, and they just don't know where to start or how to address it. And that's something that your company excels in, is remodeling baths or even repairing baths if necessary.
We do a lot of bathrooms and a lot of kitchens.
Okay. We're going to the phones, going to Diamond Head, talk to David, and he's going to talk about termite traps. All right, go ahead, David. Good morning.
It's termites. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I'm just kind of wanting your opinion on using the termite bait stations as far as treating your house versus the traditional way of trenching it and filling it with chemicals. You have any...
I do have an opinion on that. I really think that you should get a professional to come to your house. And I wouldn't say it needs to happen every year, but you do need to have your house treated professionally with the chemicals that they use and the way they go about treating your house to prevent termites from coming in. You can, yes, buy termite traps and buy all that doo-wah diddy at the big box home centers and all the hardware stores. But it really...
And that's not where... That's really kind of not where I'm going with it. I'm getting... I went with the... And it's professionally done. I'm getting exterminators telling me, do it this way and then do it this way. I've had mine treated.
Yes.
By a professional. I'm not going to buy nothing and put it down myself. That's for sure.
There you go.
But, you got two different opinions out there as far as which one's the best, and... I hope I chose the right thing. I'm kind of old school and like the traditional way, but it was twice as much as using the termite bait traps.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's worth spending the money. And if I had a question about that, I would be more prone to want to call Termite and Environmental Service in Brandon and talk to Thomas. Thomas Trammell knows more about that and what is the better system, and he won't tell. He's not trying to sell you something, but he's trying to inform you as to the best way that it's taken care of. And that's the way I'd handle it.
Now, the information helps us make our decision.
That's what I was looking for, and
I appreciate what you told me there.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great day. All right. Termites, I think, need to be cared for by a professional.
I agree.
And so does Dave. He just agreed with what I said, and he said yes. But he's looking for – some termite companies are saying one thing, and some termite companies are saying another. But Thomas, that Family Termite and Environmental Service, won't tell you anything but the truth and what he believes is straight ahead, and he does an awful lot of research on that type of thing.
There are professional termite companies that do put out the bait traps.
Right.
I'm not saying they don't work.
Right.
But I've had a guy that I've used for many years in the termite business, and he's talked to me about both of them.
Yeah.
He said the chemicals that they put down in the trench system is going to be there for 20, 25 years.
Right. Much better, much stronger.
Yeah.
And putting out anything to prevent any sort of critters, I guess the story I have to go with that is I just was aware of some dogs staying at somebody's house where they ate some rat poison because it was out all the time, and the dog was actually attracted to it and wanted to chew it and ate some of it, and fortunately didn't eat enough to hurt the dog. The dog was kept overnight and everything, but it's dangerous to put things out. I mean, because not only will your animals eat them, but your children might eat them. So you got to be careful about that kind of stuff. But that's just what I think about termites and all that sort of doo-wah-diddy. But at any rate, let's talk a little bit about remodeling a bath. When you're remodeling a bath, like an older bath, it's a smaller room. It was built with the facts that people use it just to clean up a little bit and to use the bathroom and to go away. And they don't have, like, what we call today a bath suite, which you can walk into, and it's a huge, huge room. I want to talk a little bit about what you do in that case, but we've got a break coming up. And can you hang on for a little bit?
I'd love to.
All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. The MCEF Studios is a Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. We're going to come back with Jerry in just a minute. Don't you go away, and we'll be right with you in Super Talk. I was on my way. Much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. Autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it came, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I move so tight.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
My husband and I want the best for our children. So when our son Tripp shared his interest in career and technical education, we panicked. Hard work, dirty jobs, low pay. That's what we thought until we got the facts. We discovered countless paths to success, not to mention the growth opportunities. I'm so glad we listened to Tripp.
Trade up. Discover the power of career and technical education and start building your career. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Building tomorrow's workforce today.
At Fillmore Buick.
Back again, Handyman Show, right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Buddy Slowick, your handyman. My guest is Jerry Clark, and we're talking about his business, Clark Remodeling and Repair. And tell me a little bit about the repair. What do you mean by that?
We literally repair anything on your home, inside, outside, top to bottom.
Now, a lot of people are concerned because what they need repairing isn't that big. It's just a little job.
No problem. We do it. The way I look at it, small jobs will hopefully turn into a larger job,
right,
or a referral.
Right.
You know, somebody will say, you know, a lot of older people, they see something, they can't do it themselves. They'll call me up, can you do this? It's a small job. And I'll say, sure. Well, that elderly couple knows other elderly couples or individuals that need work done. And it's just we get a lot of referral business.
Yeah, referral is great, great way to advertise. If you can get referral business and this enough to keep you rolling, that's you've made it.
Referral business and repeat customers is it's our bread and butter.
Well, I think while we're talking about repairs and we're talking about maybe just little things that people do, people should be aware of that phone number, your phone number, how they can get in touch with getting something little done.
601-214-9463, 601-214-9463.
And I hope you have it now because you're going to need to need it. All right, let's get back to remodeling or renovating a bathroom. And a lot of people have situations in their bathroom where maybe there's a leak in the toilet, maybe the faucet's leaking, maybe they're tired of the whirlpool tub that's in there. They're just ready to make a change. But a lot depends on what they want and how far you can go with this situation, doesn't it?
It depends on what they want, if they want to rearrange it, utilize the same space that they have, tear something out, put something else in. There's a lot of things that they need to understand, and there's a lot more to it than most people realize. They call me. I'll be more than happy to come out and take a look at it, find out what they want, can actually make recommendations to them that they probably didn't know that they had, and you know, opportunities, and then work something up for them.
Yeah.
You know, Whirlpool tubs, you and I were talking about, Whirlpool tubs are things of the past.
Right.
95% of the time. Not that many people take baths. Most people use a shower.
Right.
We'll take a Whirlpool tub that's been in a house that they bought new 20, 25 years ago, and they may have used that tub a couple times. And that's it.
Why are you talking about me like that?
Yeah. So, you know, we take a lot of the tubs out, and we'll build a nice size walk-in shower.
Sure.
Most of the time, the builders will put a big 5 or 6 foot, well, a lot of 6 foot Whirlpool tubs in that are never used. And then they have a little bitty shower that they, you know, they've been using, and they really want something that's, you know, larger. So,
yeah, when that room was built, the Whirlpool tub was really the mainstay, and the shower was kind of secondary. But things have turned around a little bit where showers are becoming much, much more useful than any kind of tub at all, and people are using them. And I think it's important also, if you're putting in a new shower, you should have grab bars in there.
Oh,
and I don't care. I don't care how old you are. It's because however old you are today, you're not going to be that old tomorrow.
That's right.
And sooner or later, you're going to want that grab bar. And even a young person will be happy sometimes that grab bar is in place.
I always recommend at least one grab bar.
Yeah.
At least one.
Because none of the shower doors or shower towel holders or whatnot are strong enough to hold a human from falling.
That's right.
And they're apt to create more damage than they are. You know, you could fall through the door, knock the door on a floor, and have that tempered glass in your shower door to shatter all over the place. And you don't need that kind of mess. That's what grab bars can do for you.
And the grab bar needs to be installed properly or it'll hold the weight. And please, people, don't use the ones with suction cups.
Yeah.
I've never seen one that's going to hold.
Sooner or later, it's going to fail.
Yes.
Yeah. Sooner or later, it's going to fail.
And people don't realize they need to take it off and put it back on to get that, you know, suction.
Right. Every
set
time.
Again. Yeah.
And they set it on once and one time and go ahead and use it, and then about the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time, it starts failing on them. And
yeah.
The last thing you need to do is have something that you really depend on to hold your weight to fail.
Yeah. A lot of people think that when they have a bathtub, that they have the acrylic glass window there,
right,
just for light and everything. They say, well, you know, I can't put a shower in here. We've got this. We'll have to break it up. No, that's not true. We can, you know, tile around it. We can make it totally waterproof.
Right.
And that glass stays there.
Yeah. A lot of times those – mine at my house over the Whirlpool is a glass block insert. And you're right. A lot of them in that era of the maybe late 80s, 90s, a lot of vinyl or acrylic block came out. And they're pretty darn good. They're actually pretty tight and have very little leakage, if any at all.
Right. And then, you know, everybody says, you know, thinks that we'll just have put wood trim around it and it's not going to hold up in a shower.
Yeah.
We don't put wood trim.
Right.
We'll use porcelain tile, ceramic tile around it, and it will be waterproof.
Right. It will be waterproof. When you're putting in, like, a shower in a place like that, it means everything, right? You're going down to the studs anyway.
Yes.
Because you're going to put something other than sheetrock back up there.
Yes. We'll take sheetrock off up to at least 7 feet.
Yeah.
And then we'll put concrete fiberboard
right
in its place.
Right. What most people are going to say, do you mean Hardy board?
Well,
Hardy is a brand name.
It is a brand name. And you have to watch some of the Hardy that they came out with.
Uh-huh.
It's not a true half inch.
Yes. They did come out with a smaller one.
They did. And it's when you try to match it up to the drywall.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
No, you have about an eighth of an inch difference.
Wow.
Sometimes.
So
we actually use a concrete fiber board that is a true half inch.
Which a lot of places stock nowadays, that material, where almost every lumberyard and big box home center stocks that, and you can pick it up right there as you need it. And it is important that your tile be put on that, and not don't use that green board sheetrock, because people are under the impression that it's waterproof, and it's not waterproof. It's water resistant, and that means it can't take water very long.
That's true. So. And we not only use the concrete fiber board, but we actually use an aqua sealer on top of it.
Aqua sealer?
Yes.
Is that a painted on project?
Yes, it is.
It puts a coat on the...
Puts a coat on the fiber board and gives it an extra protection of sealant.
Oh, I like that. It's first, why am I coming? I'm just for now hearing about that. I haven't remodeled about that.
I guess because I'm a better remodeler than you. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. You've probably been doing it long enough to know what's going on.
You have to keep up with it. There's no doubt about it.
Things change, huh?
Oh, every day it seems like.
I mean, things are coming at us so fast nowadays. It's unreal how quickly things are happening. Jerry, we're about to run out of time. Anything you need to tell about real quickly?
We'd love to have your business. We could always use more business. And I will say that if anybody knows of a good trim carpenter, we are in dire need.
Okay. Phone number one more time.
601-214-9463.
Thank you very much. Jerry Clark. Clark Remodeling and Repair. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman, right here at Supertalk Mississippi at the MCEF studios. Be back after the local news and after the national news coming from Fox, and we'll hear all that and be back with a music segment in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Supertalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Supertalk Mississippi. Supertalk Mississippi. Your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro. Brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to The Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
What do you mean, let me hear it? Of course you can hear it. Yeah. All right, Buddy Slowick here. Rock and Roll Handyman at the MCEF Studios at the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And 11 o'clock. Or so, I can't tell time. The big hands and the land, that's how I do it. But at any rate, we usually do a music segment, and we're not, today's no exception. We're going to dive into one. But before we do, I want to remind you folks that it is the time to change our clocks forward, spring ahead, and that'll happen tomorrow. And I always do mine at midnight tonight, or just before I go to bed, whenever that is, so that it'd be ready for me tomorrow, because it is time to make time. It's amazing how quickly it came up.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping that we would not do that this year, and they would vote on that in Congress and do away with the whole hour thing. But, hey, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
I think Arizona does that. I don't think any of us.
I think there's a couple of areas in the Southwest. Maybe it's all in Arizona. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but I know Arizona does it for sure, and there may be some others as well. But that's not. Hey, let's do some music.
Yeah, it's time for music.
It's time, and we're going to talk about today's theme is groups or people that have passed that are no longer with us, but really had a big impact on the music industry and had a big impact on our lives and what they did. One of those groups, of course, is the Cars, which you can see on our streaming. If you're streaming right now, you can see we're going to play the Cars. And the cars, they have such a great, great history. And their lead singer, Rick Kosak, died in 2019. And before that, there was another member of the Cars, a founding member, in 2002, who died, and I've forgotten his name, but at any rate, they still continued on right up until Rick's death and did some amazing, amazing songs that really touched a lot of people. And on top of that, they're from Boston, so, you know, I gotta say the Cars are going to happen. But we're going to hear a song called You May Think, and just let's listen to a little bit of it. And it'll be coming up.
It's taking a second for some reason today. I don't understand why.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, give it a sec.
Yeah, where is patience?
Actually, let me...
We're as patient as we can be.
And everything played a minute ago, you know.
Oh, so, well.
Here we go.
You might think the Cars are Rick singing, but when you listen to an entire album of the Cars, you will hear some incredible musicianship behind him. The keyboard player, the guitar player, the bass, the drums, everything is just so on the money. They are so tight and so well formed and so different because they weren't afraid to be different and they stayed in that genre of being different their entire career. They were always the Cars, and when people say the Cars, they can envision the type of music that's coming their way. It's always going to be something very different and very, very unique. I've always enjoyed the Cars.
I love the they have taken some important but disparate contemporary trends. Punk minimalism, yeah. The labyrinth synthesizer, and guitar textures of art rock, the 50s rockabilly revival, and the melodious terseness of power pop, and mix them into a personal and appealing blend.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way of putting it.
That is
they take it all
and
make it awesome.
And it takes somebody with a lot of thought to come up with this idea like that, yeah, but it's true.
And then, 13 hits?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous.
I'm a Cars junkie. I mean, my favorite bands, I could name the top five, but they're in the top two.
Right.
Grateful Dead being number one. We'll have another one of my favorite bands on here in a little bit. But it's just the range of perfection in this, using so many instruments, so many concepts, and pulling it all in there together, and you get that syncopation that just works.
It works
moving.
So well. Well, our next artist is something that I just kind of fell in love with a long time ago, Otis Redding. Otis Redding, of course, passed away. He died in a plane crash. He was 26 years old, and the plane crashed in a lake in Wisconsin, and most of his band died as well. But by the time he was 26, he had written so many songs and had so many hits. Well, here's a story that goes with it. When I was... maybe high school, maybe the year after, I don't know. I was still in a band called The Mooch in New England, and we were playing all over the place at every fraternity and university in Massachusetts, in New England, period. But my one of my best friends in high school loved Otis Redding probably as much as anybody in the world, and he still does today. He lives in Tucson, and he asked me, "Have you played any Otis Redding today?" But we would play at his fraternity at Brown University, and he would always come up to us and say, "Oh, do some Otis Redding. I've been loving you too long. I got to hear that again." And I finally got to the point where I realized this really is great stuff. So let's listen a little bit to Otis Redding singing.
I'm loving you too long to stop now. As you become a habit to me, ooh, I'm loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh, with you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You're tired, and your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as I affair go. I've been loving you, oh, too long to stop now.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, that's for you. Kim's in Arizona, in Phoenix, and he listens, and sometimes he listens to the on-demand shows or a podcast or whatever, and that will be there for you, Kim, and it is for you. Otis Redding, great, great artist. Imagine 26 years old and what he had done with his career, what he could have done had he had still been around.
That's
today.
One of those, what could he have done?
Yeah.
The ones that, I mean, accomplished so much, so young.
Golly.
And such moving music, too. Stirs the soul. I mean, you could imagine what another, 40 years, 50 years of what he would have put out. What a sad loss.
Amazing, amazing stuff. It had been amazing stuff. Years ago, I heard Jerry Garcia, somebody ask him, what's going to happen after the Grateful Dead? And he very simply said, widespread panic. Well, they're happening. Widespread panic is a big time. I've seen them a couple of times here in Jackson, as a matter of fact, widespread panic. And I'm going to let Lance tell us a little bit about some of their history, and then we'll play some widespread panic music. I'm going to play, actually, it's a song we're going to play is called Space Wrangler, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But what about their history?
Well, you know, the guys started, I guess you could say, 86 in Athens, Georgia. So if you're ever interested in going in here in some of the early, early years, there are some YouTube videos back there, grainy and real hard to decipher, but it gives you a good background of the band as they started, and really a band that took quite a few different genres. You had southern rock, blues rock, hard rock, jazz rock, jam rock, and you know what was really happening in Athens at the time, music centerpiece of what we see from a lot of the jam bands and things of that time. But it also had a history, you know, Athens did. So widespread really set up shop there, and you had John Bell and Michael Hauser were really the two that kind of glued it together, lead sing and lead guitarist. And Hauser really, what made him very unique is the space in between the notes and how so good he holds it, and that it's you know, no one really played like that. Right. And so there's a spaciness to it. So you can almost call it maybe space rock, a little, you know, because they do take you to a place that you feel like your feet are off the ground. And so that's kind of what I wanted to say. Hauser passed, and they've had Jimmy Herring as guitarist for quite a while.
Right.
George McConnell, who I know very well and a great musician, amazing Oxford roots, stepped in for Michael there for a while. And then you also have JoJo Herman, who lives in Oxford. Sonny Ortiz, or Domingo, he plays the percussionist. And Todd Nance passed away. He was a member. He had left the band and then come back. But and then you got Dave Schools on your bass. So you got your main members still with it. Jimmy is the addition.
Sure.
And Nance passed away also along with Hauser. So what you're about to hear is one of their first major hits. Mm. And it's a beautiful, unbelievable song.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of Space Wrangler.
Yes, sir.
Spread panic through a number of changes. They've been one of the stand-all forever bands, and Athens was a great town. I had played Athens long before groups like REM and Widespread Panic had come along, because we were just doing that kind of thing.
Music scene.
And Athens had really turned into one of the big music capitals of the world because of that, and Athens was amazing. And the next group, and we're going to move on because
moving it quick, I got you.
We're going to run out of time.
Yeah,
we're going to talk a little bit about AC/DC.
And all I did here, I put Bon Scott on Long Way to the Top to Rock and Roll,
right.
First big song for them, and then I merged it with Brian Johnson 30 years later, 40 years later.
Wow.
So we have an idea here of the two, Bon Scott's greatness and Brian Johnson's, and I'll go on and hit it and play so we can roll with it and get some music going here.
All right.
Coming the Brian Scott portion here, and this is a live one. So.
So you want to think that AC/DC been around a while. They've been doing some great, great music and have... Their concerts are amazing and draw just many, many folks. But there's a history with them as well. Lance, tell us a little bit about the history.
Bond, he passed away at alcohol poisoning right when they were hitting it big, or right before the 80s hit.
Right.
And Brian Johnson was with the Gordies when he interviewed and rehearsed for the job they gave it to us. This guy's range is amazing. Bond was more of a sex appeal guy, more of a demigod, and that was very important at that time. And I know what we need to go out of this break, but we have Robert Plant ready to go, and I have I think we got a break here, so we're gonna listen to Sally Through the Alley here.
Yeah, let's do that, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Supertalk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
I am being insincere. In fact, I don't mean any of this. Still, my confession draws you near.
All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi, the MCE of studios. We seemed like we had to, it seemed from where I sat that we had to rush through the music segment, but
it was too good.
There was so much happening that there wasn't much room for you and I to do much yakking.
There were stories, and you know, that's the thing about all of those bands. Everybody and all those performers had great stories and history behind them, and that's hard to omit when you go through a segment
really
like
is.
That.
And when you start talking about people who have passed, who have done great music, we've just touched the surface. I mean, we just barely touched this. There are so many great people that have passed that have added to the music scene of our lives so very much. And just thank you to all of those people. But I don't want to get just totally involved in music because this is a handyman show. What?
But we do have Rock and Roll Handyman. And, yeah,
That's our disclaimer. That's how we get away with it. All right.
We'll have somebody say, what happened to the rock and roll part if we don't do it?
So, yeah, there you go. Hey, send us a message. All right. I better take care of some of the texts. One of the texts was, good morning. I don't care about that one. I want to see you, Lance. You have to answer that one.
Yeah, I will definitely. Thanks for the heads up there. I will work on Head East, Emerson, Lake Palmer, and Moody Blues. I got a Moody Blues and a Palmer or two, and I'll start working those into the
we'll get them in there 1 week or another. All right, foundation of a house has shifted a little bit and has really made a lot of things out of square. It can make your windows out of square. But this particular person sends in a message saying, my foundation shifted. And the shower door, is it fixable? Well, that's a loaded question. It really is, because shower doors can be hinged or can be sliding, but they depend very much on a frame that is square. That means 90-degree corners, and when your foundation shifts, they get out of square. Now, in order to put them back in square, you would probably have to shim some portion of it, and in doing so, you'd have to remove some of the fasteners that attach it to the wall and put shims behind it. And then it has to be water sealed as well. The shims have to be, they have to be like a ceramic or a fiberglass or something that will not absorb moisture. And that probably can be done. But if your shower door did not cost an arm and a leg, it's probably a good thought to think about maybe another shower system. But that's not to say that you cannot fix the existing shower door. Will it be easy? No, it will not be easy. And shims is going to be the way to do it. Like, you may end up taking up the track and putting something underneath the track, something that kind of narrows down to where it actually fits the floor and fills the gap where it doesn't fit the floor. So it really depends a lot on how badly your shower door is out of square or not working properly anymore. If it's really in bad shape, then no, it really cannot be fixed. If it needs just some adjusting and a little shimming and a little fixing, then yes, it can be fixed. And it would take somebody who understands shower doors to look at that and give you some sort of evaluation. So I don't know if I answered your question or not. I hope so. At any rate, yeah. What people need to know is, I've talked a lot about adjustable thresholds, and I want to clear that up a little bit. Most front entry doors have an adjustable threshold on them, which have like maybe a black cap or on top of, you pull that cap off and four screws are showing, and those screws can actually adjust the height of your threshold on one end or the other end or equally up or down in direction, so it will fit the bottom of your door. Sometimes back doors have that as well. Sometimes all the exterior doors have that as well. Generally speaking, most exterior doors don't have an adjustable threshold. They just have a threshold that is placed in there and placed on the ground and is not adjustable because it's a metal threshold and doesn't have screw adjustments on it. But if you have adjustable threshold, you may not even see the adjustments. They may be under some plastic plugs that are actually where the screws are hidden underneath the plastic plug, and those plugs are removed, and you can tighten it that way. And sometimes you have to remove the whole entire plastic cap on top of those screws to adjust it. But, yes, some thresholds are adjustable, and some thresholds can be made to fit a door like they should. Well, people talk a lot about my foundation, my foundation, my foundation. Atlas Foundation is one of those people in town who can fix your foundation the way you want it fixed and the way it should be fixed and bring it back to the shape that it was in to begin with. Call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010, and he will make sure not only that your foundation is in good shape, but it's warrantied as well and held up by, backed up by factory, and not just Tony Arpino's company Atlas, but backed up by the factory that offers the product to him. They'll back up their product as well. So when he fixes your foundation, it will be just exactly right. And we're talking here about slab foundations. He does not work on crawl space foundations. That's a whole different story. And there's a whole different company that I'll tell you about that when we get to that. But right now, if you've got a slab foundation problem and you just need to have somebody who really knows what they're doing to look at it and to give you a free estimate, you call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation. They really are the good guys in the foundation business and know what's going on. I know a lot of people out there are struggling for your foundation business and want to help you. But what ends up happening is they end up putting concrete under your house, putting mud jacks under your house, doing all the things that aren't nearly necessary to do, as big trucks and a lot of people and digging and dirt and yuck. Well, when Tony Arpino wants to fix your foundation, it's done with two men, a pickup truck, and very little. mess is made, and it's usually done in a day or two at most. You call them, Atlas Foundation, 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, he is the foundation man. He knows what's going on. Been knowing Tony a long time. Does a great job on that. All right. Atlas Foundation, good company. Well, other things that we can talk about, I don't think your foundation has to move a whole lot for people who have crown molding on the top of their up near the ceiling, and it's like there's multiple layers of molding. There's like maybe two pieces of molding to make that piece of crown molding look more ornate, or maybe there's three pieces or four pieces even. And that's great. A lot of times what ends up happening is they'll put some 1x6 up there on top on the ceiling and also 1x6 on the wall, and then they'll start doing a buildup of different types of molding to create a very ornate, very good-looking crown molding or cove molding with a little bit of cove below it, and use two or three pieces. That's great, and it really, really does add a lot. But after a period of time, just due to climate change, and I don't mean the big climate change that's coming our way. I'm talking about just everyday moisture content, humidity, all those things factor into as to whether wood is going to move. And two pieces of wood made out of different kind of material will probably move in different directions. So therefore, some of that crown molding, that is two or three piece crown molding or cove molding going around the top of your ceiling, probably has some splits and cracks in it. Well, the best way to fill that is with acrylic latex caulking. And you don't want to, when you snip off the tip of the tube at an angle like you're supposed to, you do it in a very small amount. So a very small amount of caulking comes out, and you fill those gaps as best you can. Sometimes it even is worth your while to run your finger right over the place where you put the caulking in there to make sure it seats properly and make sure it fits properly up there. And after you've done that and it dries totally, which I would let it set overnight to make sure, and then you just go ahead and repaint it. And you may end up doing that every 3 or 4 years to make that look like it should look, because that molding is going to be separate from time to time. It's going to separate from time to time. And that's just one way to solve it. And you'll be happy you did that, because it'll make it look like it should be looking. All right. Well, we've talked about this many times before, and I think it's time to talk about it again, and that's things we need around the house, around every house. When you're moving into a new home for the first time, and this is your first house, and you're going, golly, what do I need to keep up with this house? Well, that's the main thing. You need to keep up the maintenance on that house. That's more important than anything you can think of. By keeping up the maintenance, you can avoid a lot of emergency repairs. But some of the things that can help you is like baking soda and white vinegar is a great drain cleaner, and it works just absolutely perfect. So you should always have some baking soda and white vinegar around the house. You should also have a plunger. You wouldn't think a plunger is necessary, but indeed, you'll need it sooner or later. A good set of tools, hand tools, tools that you can get to and tools that you can use and tools that you understand. And of course, they make tons of power tools, and they make so many tools that depend on technology today that can really, like a line level. You talk about a line level where you can put a level around an entire room just with laser lines. Well, that gives you a level to hang pictures on that you can't come close to eyeballing. It's just not going to happen. Even tape measuring and saying it's 12 inches from the ceiling. Well, what if the ceiling and the floor aren't the same level, so to speak? So a line level is a good thing, but there's a lot of tools around the house that we just always, always need to have. You know, of course we need a vacuum cleaner, and of course we'll probably have one, and we need something to clean our floors with. And those are things that are just important. It's good to have some WD-40 around. WD-40 is a very, very useful product, whether it's used just as a light, very light lubricant, or maybe a cleaner. It's a wonderful cleaner. Talk about getting grease and oil and grime off your hands. It can WD-40 can do the job, and it can also remove dried paint off your hands as well. WD-40 is a very good product. Another good product to have around the house, been around for 100 years, 3-in-1 oil. It's just good stuff, and it works so well. It works on just about everything. So those are the kind of things that we need around a house all the time to help us do the type work that we want to do around the house to keep the house maintained. And then the other key to maintaining a house is keep your eye on it and look at it like it's not your property, walking around it once a month, little notebook, writing down everything. Oh, I don't see a thing. I'm not going to write anything down. Next time, wait a minute. I didn't see that last time. Well, that could be a problem in your house that you need to fix. It could be a problem. That could be a maintenance problem that you need to take care of. And maintenance includes getting your HVAC system cleaned regularly. And I didn't mention it, but it is the time of year to change our clocks, and it's recommended that at this time, every time we change the clocks twice a year around here, it's a good time of year to check your fire alarm, your smoke alarm, and your carbon monoxide detector. All those things need to be checked and verified they work properly during this season. It's important to do. So get that stuff done and make sure that it's taken care of the way it should be. All right. Carry on. Surgeon General. Let's see what he had to say. Surgeon General has claimed, and I think he's true, I think it is true, that being lonely is hazardous. Not only, in so many different ways it can be hazardous. There's no excuse for us to be lonely. You know, there's plenty of people out there that want to be your friend and will be your friend and be able to discuss things and have things. But being lonely can create poor health. It can create poor living habits. It can create many, many things that we wish it wouldn't create. But it does happen. So if you are lonely, reach out and start extending yourself a little bit. You'll find out that all of a sudden, you're not going to be quite as lonely because you're getting more and more involved with people. Very important. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. It's a Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And when we come back from a break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about MCEF. Don't you go away, Handyman Show. And he can't help when he's happy.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi and watch the show live on CSpire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Josh Quinn.
Going to the city. Not going to the city, guys. I like living where I do. It's quiet back there. I saw some deer this morning. That's the way it should be. When you get out in your deck and there's two or three deer in the backyard. I like that. That's just the way to be, folks. All right. MCEF is the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And their mission is to, it has been for years, to make every Mississippian aware of the fact that they can really achieve success and achieve standing in the community just by learning a particular trade, whether it be a welding or electrical or plumbing or driving heavy-duty machinery or working on HVAC units. The Mississippi Construction Education Foundation has all of these masters teaching these kind of classes at most of their locations, but they also do seminars to other people that they offer schools they could go to trade schools, and they partner up with different schools and making sure that all of their students are aware of the fact that there is a future for them, that maybe it doesn't include a four-year college degree. And, you know, not everybody's going to go. As a matter of fact, I think if you take a look at most senior classes, you'll find that a certain percentage of them are college material and are going to go, and a certain percentage of them are not college material and are still going to go and go for 1 year and come home. And then they're lost and they don't know what to do with themselves. Well, that's where MCEF comes in. The Mississippi Construction Education Foundation wants to make sure that everybody has a trade that they can really grow in and really achieve great success in. Matter of fact, a lot of our sponsors here have used people from MCEF to get on board their business to help their business grow, because the people that go through all the course training at MCEF and have the certificate saying so are really valuable people, because they understand the meaning of getting to work on time, to always telling the truth, to always being straight ahead, to being the best person they can be on this planet Earth that they can. And that's so important. MCEF, great organization. And the best way you can find out about them and more about them is go to their website by going to mcef.net. And believe me, there is so much information, including their board, which is amazing. They have people on their board that just people that just actually run the state, that actually are people who are in charge of big, big corporations that do major work, do major industrial work around the state, that they make things like Renaissance and make things like all the metro centers and all the malls that were all made by major companies, a lot of hospitals as well. All that needs to have trained people in order to do that type of work around there. And that's what MCEF is all about. So you check them out. MCEF, great, great organization. Well, it just seems that a lot of people, with the way the economy has gone and with the way that things have changed over the years, and I think Lance and I were talking earlier about how people's paycheck doesn't seem to be keeping up with the economy, and at this point in time, we're running a little bit behind. With that thought in mind, a lot of folks are actually growing vegetables in their backyard, whether they have a backyard that's woods and just full of a great area for a garden, or they have a sort of a manicured backyard that looks like it's a golf course. Well, in that type of backyard, what you can do is actually build a built-up vegetable bed by using 1x6 or any sort of cedar boards to frame it with, and to make a framing and put some soil in that and have that up be a raised bed, and then plant your tomato plants in there and plant your whatever vegetable you would like in there. And by doing that, you will be surprised at how much you reap from that, how much benefit. Not only will you begin to really, really enjoy that type of work, because there's so much pleasure you know, I talk about the achievement in a project and how you feel good when you walk away. Well, when you eat that tomato that you grew, you get that feeling of, yeah, I can do this.
And it just tastes better.
And it just tastes much better than what you can buy at the grocery store or around.
You can feel your love and your water and your sunshine that you put into it.
Yeah, you really can. And it's like, it's magical. So I think that a lot of people growing vegetables in their backyard is a very, very good plan. And it's something that people should talk about and kick back and forth. And it's time of year right now to get started on something like that, to get something.
And honestly, one of the easiest things to start with, if you don't have a great history, start with any kind of peppers.
Yeah.
Peppers are great, and you can eat a ton of them.
Yeah, yeah, and they grow pretty easy, too.
Oh, the easiest to me is peppers.
Yeah, but most people... You know, most people just look at tomato plants as what I want to do. But that includes a little bit of sometimes you have to have sticks that raise them up so they grow up on the vine.
You need to make sure they got plenty of air circulating through there. And, you know, because they will get the blight.
Yeah.
And that is not fun.
Right. And those are the things that Garden Mama will teach you all about. And you listen to her about how you should treat your vegetables once they start showing up out of the ground. There are certain things you should put on them, certain things you shouldn't put on them. Garden Mama knows all those answers. Don't call the handyman and ask me what.
Call you to ask, how do I build the box to put all this stuff in?
But build the box. That's an important thing to do. Build the box, and you'll be happy you did. And it can make your life so much easier. And
you can eat good.
You can eat. Oh, it's so good. Well, on any project you do, whether it's building a flower box in your backyard or building a vegetable box in your backyard or renovating a particular room, Whatever project you may be involved with, you're going to run into Murphy's Law or problems or something that's going to actually make you stop and go, oh, my word, well, how am I going to fix this? Well, the thing to do is not to walk away, but there's so much technology out there nowadays. There's so many answers that are available as to how to fix a particular problem. And I don't care what the problem is. The technology we have today will tell you or show you by video exactly how to handle this situation. It's not a problem is not a time to walk away and say, I can't do this. It's a time to say, this is a can-do project. I can handle it. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do next, but I'm going to find out, and I'm going to learn. And when I learn, then the next time I come across this same kind of problem, I'll be ready. I'll be fully equipped. I'll already have my gun loaded and ready to take care of it. And that's the way it should be. Problems are meant to be learning experiences, not necessarily not stopping experiences. Problems can always pop up and make a mess of things, but fix them. Move on ahead. Move on to any project by fixing them and finding out about them. And you can do just that. Hey, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick, Rock and Roll Handyman at the MCEF Studios. We do it each and every Saturday from 10 until 12, and I hope you join us live. But you can also join us during the week anytime, 24/7, on just pull up the Super Talk app, and you will find out that we're available everywhere that you look, Roku and Spotify, and just you name it, we're there, and you can find us. So check it out. Check out our on-demand series. This is Buddy Slark, Super Talk. Say thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Feeling down?
Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Hi, I'm Thomas Trammell, owner of Family Termite and Environment. We're a family-owned and operated business, and we care about our customers and treat them like family. In Mississippi, we have all four seasons and every weather condition, sometimes all in the same day. Environmental changes attract different types of household pests to our homes. No matter what type of pest you're dealing with, Family Termite is here to answer your questions and help find a solution. Call us for all your pest and termite control needs. That's Family Termite at 601-933-1014.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.